Oliver's Mount. Firstly, Oliver's Mount is named after Oliver Cromwell, whose army is believed to have sighted guns at that location during the English Civil War of 1642 to 1651. You may wish to refer to another stayboard on the trail, referring to the siege of Scarborough Castle during that war. Now, the racing circuit on Oliver's Mount came about because of the enthusiasm of the Scarborough and District Motor Club, who, inspired by the classic road races taking place elsewhere, had been searching for a venue since the mid-1930s. After World War II, they renewed their efforts and the Oliver's Mount circuit was opened in September 1946, the first race meeting being watched by a crowd of over 12,000 spectators. And it is defined as a street racing circuit because it uses public roads and is the only such circuit in England. The 2.5-mile racecourse proved popular with both public and the racing riders of the time, and BBC's decision to cover the race meetings increased its popularity. But the tightness and hilly nature of the course, together with the number of hairpin bends, were punishing on the bikes. And at the riders' request, significant improvements were made in the first few years, and by 1951, the circuit was also fully compliant with the new stringent safety rules. It was a favourite with Barry Sheen, who won the Gold Cup 4 times amongst his 15 race wins. Racing history, including some tragic events, have led to the naming of some of the circuit's features, including Sheen's Rise, Jeffrey's Jump, named after David Jeffries, a 5 times winner of the Gold Cup in between 1992 and 2001, who was spectacular at high-speed wheelies. Ever more stringent safety rules and accidents have from time to time caused the popular circuit to be closed in some years, resulting in the absence of the roar of the bikes, which has been heard across the town because of the elevated position of the circuit.